Hello, everyone.
Akimashite omaritou gozaimasu.
Happy New Year. My big apology for being late. First job in the year, and I'm late. Who covered me for the opening prayer? I say thank you. Fernando, thank you very much. You're always the angel. Okay, yeah. I'm back. Still alive and kicking. Praise the Lord. Thank you for praying for me. I was with Starsha, Omar, and Eric upon coming back to Japan. We arrived early in the morning, past almost 1 o'clock. Né? Almost 1 o'clock in the evening. And we thank God for our safe travel. They had a very interesting experience upon going to the Philippines. And their plane went back to Japan. Yeah. But I'm glad that upon coming back here, so everything was fine. So thank you very much for praying for us. And at the first thing in the morning, I went back to work without sleep. Yeah. But thanks God, the energy that he allowed me to have was really enough for me to have the day's work, and upon signing off in the evening, I had a straight sleep until early in the morning. So praise God for the strength. I just want to say praise God for everything that has been transpired in the vacation that I had. It was my first Christmas for 15 years. After 15 years, first Christmas in the Philippines for 15 years. So it was kind of nostalgic in my part. So I tried not to cry, but of course I cannot stop myself from crying in secret, of course, because I don't want my mother to see me crying. My mother kept on crying. The moment I stepped in our house, she already cried. I said, please stop crying. It's a happy event. So she tried to really help herself also being composed, because my brother went home also for Christmas, and it was our first time to have a Christmas together. Only our sister was not around for the season. And praise God for a very generous brother. Everyone knows I don't have money. I didn't have money, but he already, maybe he planned it. We had a family trip, so everything was covered by him. So praise God for a very generous brother. I didn't have to really worry about finances, knowing that I didn't have money at all. But thank you for praying for my family. My mother is getting better. She is already fat. Yeah, very much different from the 3 years ago. She's now fat. And my father is getting slimmer and slimmer. They're now opposite, but my father's strength is still able to carry my mother. So I'm really praising God for giving him the strength to really take care of my mother. So thank you also for praying for my parents, and I'm so honored to be in this kind of family who really support me even if I'm not around. So you still kept on praying for me and my family. So thank you very much. Good news, Chris is doing good in his studies. The only problem that he had was the Filipino language. The rest of the subjects, he said he was fine. So he was able to really cope up with the other subjects. Just the Filipino language is a very big struggle for him. So during the Christmas season, they had an assignment, a homework they have to do that. They have to share about Christmas in Filipino language. So I told him, you try to make one for yourself. And he said, muri. So he really cannot do it at all. So he did it in English, and we tried to translate it in Tagalog. And of course, I also had a very difficult time in Tagalog because I'm a Bisaya. So we had help from Mr. Google. So it was really fun to really translate. I'm a Filipino, but I'm not really very good in Tagalog. We appreciate Mr. Google to help that made that translate everything in Tagalog. So Chris is extending his greetings also to you and say thank you also for praying for him. He is actually happy now that he's in the Philippines because he said, I never experienced bullying anymore. So the sense of belongingness and acceptance is really in him now. Unlike before when he was here in Japan, he kept on telling me, Mama, nande mina? Chotto, chotto. But there, he said, nobody is having bullying. Even in their own room, there are four in the room. So all of them has Filipino blood. One half Chinese, one half American. Two of them are pure Filipinos. But he said, Mama, I'm pure Filipino, but I have a very Japanese heart. So we are an international room. So he was really happy to really also share his experience in Japan. And please pray for him. He wanted to visit for a summer vacation here. So I'm working on his eligibility visa. Hopefully it will come out maybe January or February. And of course, the tickets that time is already very expensive. So I hope God will just allow him to come and visit before he will be in the second grade of his university life. So thank you very much. Again, I really cannot say thank you enough to all of you for all the things that you have done to me and for all the remembering in prayer for me and for my family. God bless you all. So, okay. So I talk too much. So it's actually your time to share anything that you want the family to know, or a good news, or any prayer request for us to pray about. So it's your time to come to the front.
I can just introduce a friend of mine, Catherine Song. She's been to church off and on, like Christmas Eve service, and she lives in Saijo. But probably a lot of you know her name because she had an aneurysm about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. And so suddenly it was going from a headache to a hospital to an operation on her brain. And she was released yesterday, so say welcome back. And also her mother and her mother are sitting at the back. Not many people have two mothers, but okay, would you like to say
hello everyone. I really wanted to come back to this church, especially after getting an email from Jim telling me about how people here have been very graciously praying for my recovery. And I want to, for the last 3 weeks, I've been feeling incredibly blessed and lucky because, first of all, I'm not in America. I was treated in Japan. The medical bill was affordable. And then the reason I went to this one particular hospital and was treated so quickly, I basically had a headache. So for about 4 days, I couldn't eat. So I went into the hospital just to get IV. I couldn't move. And I went to this one particular hospital in my city, which also the best hospital in the city. And the person I knew personally, the doctor I knew personally was head of neurosurgery. And I met him because my friend injured his head and went to the hospital. And he met the doctor. And then later, when my friend went away, I would cover the English conversation for the doctors and nurses there. So the luck is, I don't think a regular doctor would have automatically assumed, just by me telling them I have a headache and all these symptoms, I don't think they would have asked for MRI and CT. But somehow the doctor saw me, immediately decided what my condition was, and he was right. And before the surgery, he didn't really explain clearly, because he told me he was worried, because one-third people die, one-third people survive with some paralysis, and one-third is the one who leaves the hospital. And I was so incredibly lucky. I was I had to wait 2 weeks, but I found that I was one of the lucky third at the end. And I realized, thinking back, like, how am I here, treated so quickly, efficiently, and leave the hospital so quickly? I used to think it was luck, and I realized all these are not coincidences. From 5 years ago, well, 15 years ago, me coming to Japan, 5 years ago, my friend injuring his head playing basketball, and then becoming an English teacher there, and the friend asking me to cover these classes. So the doctor was worried that he didn't want to tell me everything until I was out of the woods. And I am out of the woods, and he told me I have another aneurysm. There was actually two aneurysms. He discovered both, one ruptured, one is still okay. And he told me the second one is actually open skull, but he said, he assures me it's safer and quicker recovery. And another reason I came here is because I went to reserve the next set of prayer. Yeah, because my next surgery is in the summer. And the doctor tells me that I've been very lucky so far, but long as I sort of stick to recovery, I think I kind of pushed myself a bit today. But I must say, it was just such, I so wanted to come here. This is the first time I really, really wanted to come to church, not because it's Christmas or Easter, but I kind of thought, this is when I need to be at church. And so I'm taking a lot of time, but I want to say this is the first time I was hospitalized, and this is the biggest procedure, and I'm so glad I'm out of the woods, and I kind of sort of thought it was mostly luck, and then people came in and say, we've been praying for you in America, California, Washington, and then in Hiroshima, and I realized, okay, it's not luck. I've been feeling very, very blessed, and I want to thank you for your part in this, and thank God, you know, not just saying it, but really thank God. And so thank you very much for your patience listening. I'm finally letting things out, and I have much stronger faith that the next procedure will be more confidence in the procedure. And thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hi everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sayaka. Me and kids, husband live in Vancouver in Canada, and normally in this time of the year, which is mid-December to mid-January, we stay in Hiroshima with my kids to catch up with my families in Japan. And we're gonna have a lot of good time. My son and daughter were able to experience a Japanese culture and environment. We have a lot of blessings during our stay. We're gonna go back to Vancouver tomorrow. So thank you very much for letting us join worshiping God with you guys. And we're gonna be praying for you from Vancouver, and we look forward to coming back maybe late this year to join you guys again. So thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Darcy. We wanted to just ask you guys to pray for our family, especially for Megumi. She's four. That's challenging. We've been talking with our counselor from the States on Skype recently, talking about a lot of things, but talking a lot about too how to best parent Megumi, who she is, and in the challenging season. And he really reminded us of something really important. Some of you don't know our family, so you don't know that we have two adoptive daughters, and Megumi is adopted, and she's four, and she's now at that point where, like, I think she can really understand that, like, my story is different from everybody else's. My family looks different from everybody else's. This is a lot to process, but, like, what do you do with that? You're four. And so I think that's been part of the challenge lately, is she's kind of pushing us and kind of, like, real sweet with, like, Pastor Chris or any other adult and just really giving us a hard time. But I just really was remembering, like, she's just got this little delicate heart. Even though she's one tough cookie. I just love your prayers for her heart. She'll just feel safe and loved with us. She'll be able to process this, that God would show her about that and who she is. And that especially in this time that she would really, really come to maybe a saving understanding of who Jesus is. So I love that prayer for her. Thank you for loving Megumi so well. She loves coming here and being with her family. And we'd love continued prayers for Yua, as we're still in the middle of her adoption process. So it's always a little bit nervous for me, because until it's legally done, the birth mother retains the legal right to change her mind and call the whole thing off. So we just would appreciate your continued prayers for that process as well. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Eric. Happy New Year to everyone. Last week, me and Omar family, Stars, and their two children, we take a vacation in the Philippines. I will say that it's good and sad when go to the Philippines, most especially when your faith is challenged. When our flight is in the middle of our flight from Pukuoka to Manila, suddenly the pilot announced that our plane is not in good condition. And maybe we are in the middle of Philippines and Japan. We almost take more than one hour in our flight, and the pilots say we will return to Fukuoka because our plane cannot made it to the Philippines. So, for me, it's a challenge for my faith, because here in Japan, we work, we have salary, we have a lot of good blessings received in Japan. We are secured. We are in peace. But when life is in threatening, your faith really, really challenge. And for me, because I trusted in the gospel, or I trusted in Christ. Actually, I'm reformed in my theology. You know, some reform knows that you are assured of your what you have, your faith is not in yourselves, but also in Christ alone and His works. So I feel a little nervous when the pilot declared. Then one of Filipino, a big guy, when the plane landed and we talked about our situation in the middle of the flight, And he said, I prayed a lot that our plane will come back safely to the airport. So everyone is, the plane is so quiet, and maybe everyone is nervous because in a blink of an eye, maybe we are in eternity. We don't know where we're going, in left or in right. I don't know. But for me, based on my personal confidence, not in my faith, but in Christ, that I believe that once you put your trust in Christ, you have secured your salvation. So every one of us who put in Christ, our faith is secured. Don't doubt. He promised that his sheep will never lost. So I said it's good because I meet my family, my wife, my son, and all my relatives. But I said I'm sad because I'm always, when going back to the Philippines, I share the gospel. I share everyone I meet. But this time, I don't know what happened. I didn't share to anyone about Christ, about the good news. So I'm sad. But I feel also good because even I'm not so faithful in the Lord, but He is so faithful in me and my family. And and thank you for everything, and thank you for your prayers. We are secured because someone is praying, especially the church. So I'm still happy and confident to grow more in Christ, and by His grace, we know that our hope is we have confidence in our hope because Christ is alive. So thank you very much, and thank you for your prayers. That's all.
Hello everyone, I'm Karen. Happy New Year. So I wanted to tell you about my vacation, but it's pretty long. So I just want to ask everyone to pray for my co-worker, co-teacher. Her name is Yoshiko, and she recently lost her husband. She's very close to me. She's like a mom. She's very important. So, and she has only one son, one child, who is not with her anymore. And he's getting married, so she's probably alone right now. And I want her to be part of this community. And please help me pray that she will open her heart and she'll be able to come to church with you and to worship God with you. She's not a Christian. I think she hasn't heard anything about Jesus yet, but yeah, I really hope that she will come to church and she will know Jesus, because I don't want her to be lonely. The fact that I'm leaving, she's already lonely and she lost her husband. So I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. So I hope everyone will pray for her. Thank you so much.
My name is Fernando. I just want to praise the Lord. Some of you know we have three boys, and this week they're all here in Japan. So I want to praise the Lord and give thanks to the Lord for all the blessings. Like, everybody's acknowledging the God's work in our lives, and it's great that He has taken care of them. And I trust that He will do His way in them. And please continue praying for them. I just want to share some time. There was a good experience we had with Tim this past week, well, during the holidays, we rented a movie with my second son, Riquito. He's in Tokyo. And we decided to watch a movie, and it was Riquito, me, and Tim, and Luke. So it was very nice father and son type, and we enjoyed it. So I want to praise the Lord for that. And we did it here in Smile Cannes, so it was great for us to have a setting where we can relax with our sons and just enjoy good time together. So praise the Lord for that. Please continue praying for my family.